General Motors, effective today, is cutting prices on many of its cars and trucks, in some cases by thousands of dollars. The world's largest car company made the announcement yesterday in Detroit at the North American International Auto Show. GM hopes the move will boost sales and stop market share from eroding, as NPR's Jack Spear reports.
For GM, this might not seem like the ideal time to be cutting prices. The company posted losses of $5 billion during the first 9 months of last year and is expected to post additional losses when it reports quarterly earnings numbers later this month. But Chevrolet General Manager Ed Pieper says by slashing sticker prices on 57 of its 76 models, in some cases by as much as $2,500, the automaker hopes to entice customers into its showrooms.
We have lowered our MSRPs. We will be promoting the fact that our vehicle's features and benefits versus the competition. We will talk about the value story that we have, very simply, and we hope that consumers will say, wow.
GM isn't giving up on rebates and dealer incentives. CEO Rick Wagoner said the automaker will still offer them. However, with this new permanent pricing strategy covering 80% of its cars and trucks, Pieper says GM hopes to move away from relying so much on rebates.
We will continue to have incentives, definitely, dependent upon what's taking place in the marketplace, and that's not going to change in our business. We probably will not rely on incentives as much as we have.
But whether consumers will buy GM vehicles, including large trucks and SUVs, without incentives isn't known. Rob Gentile is director of auto pricing services with Consumer Reports.
They did try to institute this new value pricing approach back in 2005, and it immediately didn't work. Sales plummeted, and they had to revert back to rebates and incentives, and then the red tag sale discount at the end of the year. So the question is, how much tolerance will the company have if this new strategy doesn't work?
Also not clear is how GM's competitors will react. Japanese automakers like Toyota have sold plenty of cars and trucks without incentives. And even as GM was announcing its latest price cuts, the company was facing further headwinds. A spokesman for GM's largest individual investor, Kirk Kerkorian, called on the money-losing automaker to trim executive salaries and cut its annual dividend in half. He also urged GM to sell money-losing brands, such as Saab, which was excluded from the current round of price cuts announced in Detroit. Jack Spear, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.